Welcome to the Ellie and Bex podcast. We'd like to thank all of you for listening. I mean, seriously, thank you. The Feel Good Podcast, Ellie and Bex, 91.9 CFM.
Welcome to the podcast. Another week, another podcast. Am I right?
But we do them daily.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, it's another week, so we're doing more podcasts because we didn't do them over the weekend.
Okay.
You know?
Whatever. Whatever gets you going.
Thanks, bro.
Good one. Good stuff. This podcast, good stuff, good gear. The use of the word cocktops.
Yeah, that was a bit of fun. Did you end up making that into our promo?
Yes.
Oh, God, I don't know if that's going to get past the keeper. Are we allowed to say cocktops on the radio?
I think you say cocktops, for crying out loud. Because here's my thing, right? And as you know, I was to a degree in charge of censorship for a long time.
Mm.
If you can explain away to your kids, it's fine. It's a cocktop. Oh, yeah. It goes on top of the rooster that's on the, you know? Problem solved.
Fair. All right. Well, enjoy today's podcast.
Your cocktops
and all.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Over the weekend, I'm worried that I offended someone. And
me?
You know me, I don't like...
No.
I don't like people to not like me.
Yeah, it's a really weird thing. to me it's really weird because I'm quite okay with offending people.
Yeah.
So when it comes to you offending people, you're right.
Yeah.
Chaney will say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing and then she will worry over the entire weekend that you're perhaps being thought of in the wrong way.
Yeah. I don't like not to be liked. I went out to the Yandina markets on Saturday morning.
Yep.
God, those markets are good.
Fantastic.
Fresh fruit everywhere. So many stalls. Good coffees.
What, they didn't have fresh fruit. Pretty crap market.
True that. And there was this one tent that was selling like herbal remedy type stuff.
Oh, the sort of stuff, like a manifestation zone?
No,
is it?
More like teas to help you focus.
Yeah.
All good stuff. And a friend of mine that I was with stopped because she'd had this stuff before. She wanted to get some more.
Yes.
We were chatting to the vendor and he had a very thick accent of some sort.
Oh, no, you didn't try and guess, did you?
No, thank God.
Do
you know what?
You didn't get the globe out and spin it.
I'm not even going to try and guess right now.
Yeah.
And I was chatting to him, and I am all for trying new things, and I'm all for herbal medicine if that works. Yeah, you know, like, I mean.
You though, you've had the same nightly program for the last 3 years. Get home, talk to Dan, play Mario Kart, shower in bed.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is with herbal medicine,
I'm not
a disbeliever, think there's a place for it. However, I think I came across as one to this guy.
Okay.
So he was telling us about the benefits of this tea and da da da. And he was like, and I'm not going to try to do his accent.
Go on, please.
He's like, whatever your body needs, it will fix it for you. It will give to you. And I was like,
I got a bit of Arabic, Lebanese into a bit of Russian there.
And so I said something very silly, which I think offended him, was, oh, so you mean like a Panadol?
Oh!
Because
Did he spit?
Yes. My point was when you go, you know, when you take a Panadol, it finds the source of the pain and it goes to
does
it and
it
fixes it.
Does
yeah, it finds your pain receptors and it dulls them.
Is that what it does?
Yeah.
I thought it just lowered your body temperature by half a degree or something.
No, I think it works. I mean, I'm no doctor, but that's the impression I'm under. And so I said this and you just saw his face drop. And minutes before he'd been saying how these teas are better than drinking coffee each morning.
Yeah, there
I am holding my coffee, talking about Panadol.
Oh, God.
And he literally says to me when I said that, he's like, okay, you can leave now.
Wow.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to.
Oh, wow, because he suddenly became Ukrainian.
Okay. I told you I couldn't do the accent.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9
CFM. So, Chaney, to set people up on this one, how strong would you say my drive for approval is? Like my need for people to pat me on the back when I do something good? How visceral would you say is the joy I get from someone saying, well done, Bexy, about X, Y and Z?
It is a big driver for you in life.
In terms of comparing it to sort of everyone you've met in your entire existence.
You're up the top of the list of needing. We're not coming across well, though, because about half an hour ago I was like, I need to be liked.
Yeah.
And you're like, I need to be validated.
I think if that's news to anyone, that two people who are in the business of entertaining people are geared towards how much people like them.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I copped an unbelievable amount of positive press around a Facebook / Instagram story on my personal account.
Okay.
A picture of me.
Mm-hmm.
I got so much love, so many wows and pats on the back.
Oh, here we go.
But I probably should have told them everything wasn't as it seems.
Oh, did you do a thirst trap?
Yes.
Like a fake post to try and lure people in?
just lowered my speedos down a little bit.
Oh, God.
No, you may have seen it over the weekend. I think it was Saturday. There's a picture of me on the boat, and I had caught a large snapper, about 60 to 70 centimetres, a big enough snapper.
Yeah.
Right?
Is it still up there?
Yeah, I put that up on my story and whatever else. Should note, before anyone yells out, yes, at the moment you're not allowed to keep snapper or pearl perch. I know that. Mm-hmm. Just listen to this story. So I've put this up, and all of a sudden everyone, including my mum, people I used to work with, people I live with, whatever else, oh, my God, how amazing, how good. And I think because they realise I'm not that good a fisherman, that's an amazing feat.
Well, we know it's important to you when you catch fish.
Here's the thing. I'd cropped out the fact that this was a picture from a year ago.
Oh.
I just threw it up there because I was like, that's an impressive fish. I haven't got anywhere near that since I've whacked it up there. And all these people are going on how good it is. And here's the worst thing. I didn't correct one of them.
Yeah, but did you catch it a year ago?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, that's fine.
No, but it's like, you know what I mean? It's like everyone's going, oh, good day out then. Even Mel, who works here, Melly, who works on the weekends, like, good on you for getting up early.
I think that's okay. I mean, I posted a bloody throwback of my South Korea trip over the weekend.
Yep.
But no, if you're feeling bad about this, Bex, yes. I will. And I can't believe I'm actually going to throw myself under the bus here because you know I'm that down. I get thrown under the bus a lot. But I will draw your attention to a photo of me on my Instagram from 2 years ago.
Oh, it's Ellie on a beach in Gari, I believe, from memory, with a massive kingfish.
Yeah,
is a kingy, a big kingy, and she tried to tell us for at least 6 months that she caught it. And then when I started to ask you, okay, so how'd you catch it? On a rod?
Yeah.
What'd you use?
Old rod. Yeah. No, my friend spearfished it and I took credit, okay?
There we go. It's
you're
our final.
The hook.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9
BFM. Speaking of working here, I want to be very clear. You and I don't know why I'm throwing you into this.
Mm.
Happy, right? Very happy.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
nice place to work, nice people.
Oh, yeah.
Pays good. Everything's. Oh,
could be better.
Yeah, so could
CEO,
your
CEO, if you're listening.
So could your attendance. just saying. No, I'm making that clear at the top of this because I got an email on the weekend that I had to put in the show notes because it kind of disturbed me and I want your read on things, Chaney.
Love it.
It's from Seek. Seek.com.au.
Yep.
Fair enough. At any stage during your career, I'm sure plenty of people have had a sniff around and. You know, when I was between jobs,
yeah,
I was definitely looking around using them at one point. But here's the thing. This is what this email says. Hi there. Still waiting to hear back about the job you interviewed for. How did you go? I haven't interviewed for any jobs.
Are you sure?
And this isn't, like, I've checked it. It's not like a phishing site. It's not dodgy. Like, it's not like a phishing scam. It's not like a sort of...
Why would it be a phishing scam?
P-H-I.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You were talking about phishing earlier. I was like, what do you think?
Every now and then I think I feel like we're at the stage where we can expand our intellectual horizons and stuff like that just happens, Janie.
I thought Sammy Hitzky had reached out and said.
I was talking about people duplicating,
Right, scam. Yeah,
like they do with banks and whatever. It's not like that sort of thing. Wondering if I got the job I interviewed for. I haven't interviewed for any jobs. What is happening?
Could it be?
Here we go. Oh my God.
Like your details have been passed on by like.
Do you reckon someone's going around interviewing as me?
Interviewing
as me. And like they want to ruin my reputation. So they're going around interviewing as me and then like, you know, crapping their pants in the last 20 minutes.
That would be fitting.
Or just cutting the cheese.
It could be the opposite. Maybe they think that you interviewing for the job has a better chance of getting the job than they have.
Oh, they're pretending
to
be me.
Yeah, the big radio guy.
Pretending to be me. So it's not like someone just, you know, interviewing to trying to ruin my reputation. So like sitting down there going, anything else you want to mention before you go, Mr. Tui? Oh yeah, I'm a massive racist, terrible to work with, and I steal stuff from my employer.
And then they call the reference and the reference is me and I'm like, oh yeah, he's all those things.
He's a dropkick, no worries, yeah.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9
CFM. 3-1 tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 nights until you come over. In fact, we're taking the whole show to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday afternoon and then my wife, myself, Big Boss Benny, his wife potentially as well. She's going to go out. Jules, have a drink while you stay at home.
Babysitting your kids.
Yes.
Okay. I'll finish the sentence if I have to.
No, because you did say and you said many times.
That from what I hear, parenting's pretty hard. So makes sense that you get it wrong sometimes.
Don't even because for the last 18 months, you have suggested that raising your cavoodle, that's not even yours, that is co-parented by your very responsible boyfriend, I might add.
Yeah.
is easier or the same as raising a child?
Yeah, it can also be quite tough to raise a cavoodle, okay? It can. All right.
No,
it can't. Honestly, you
haven't,
for a walk this
haven't
morning.
Raised it. It's fully grown already. So come on.
My boyfriend keeps trying to get me to teach him a trick.
What, your boyfriend?
No. He just,
hey, come on, Dan. Put your undies in the washing hamper.
No, he's very good at doing that.
I know. He's very clean.
He's very clean.
It's you that we have to worry about. But Eleanor, Rose, Cheney, this Thursday night, here's the equation. Xavier, 18 months old, my son. Not much trouble. If anything, he's going to make a bit of a mess at dinner time. You'll have to clean that up.
Mm-hmm.
Tends to poo during the day, so I think you'll dodge a poo bullet there.
Great.
Don't know how Big Boss Benny's kids go on that. He does tell He tells a lot of poo stories about his kids.
Well, he's got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Close enough,
I think. And I think the 4-year-old can do
drive?
That herself.
What, drive?
No.
No, but you might have to.
No, she can do that herself. She's old enough.
Okay.
I'll pep talk her through the door.
Two-year-old and Xavier have both done a deuce in the bathtub at some stage.
Too. Oh, well, that won't be on. I won't be letting them do that.
What are you going to
do? I'll be having a stern word.
Have a couple of corks handy, Chaney? Is that the plan?
Well, do kids really need to be bathed? What I might do you have, like, sprinklers at your place? Could I just chuck them onto the sprinklers and we'll play, water guns and
would
stuff?
Would it hurt you to take anything seriously? This is my kid we're talking about.
I am. I'm just...
You're going to put in during the middle of winter... At night time.
25 degrees outside.
You're going to put a kid through the sprinklers. You know what we need to do, folks?
I think it would be so fun for them and they would love playing with Auntie Ellie in the sprinkler.
The reason, they probably would, but what kids would love isn't always what's best for them.
Yeah, but for the babysitter,
okay.
It is.
The reason we're doing this is because you joke around, you don't take anything seriously, but I know you take things very seriously. We need a list of things that you're going to have to do to get your auntie certification.
Well, hold on. I already am a certified auntie. Give me my certification because one day I might have a child and
I
there
just
may
feel
be
like,
a skill or two.
Okay, let's call it another colour then. Let's call it your yellow card. There you go. So this is your thing, right? Because I think, first of all, feeding them is you got to do that.
Yeah, that's easy.
You've got to be able to change them.
Yeah.
Which includes a poo.
Right.
I think you've got to be able to bathe them.
Yeah.
Because that's where there can be particular problems. And I think story and bath time. Story and bedtime,
I should say. Oh, story. I'll thrive at the story.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't
really. Because I can do accents for them.
I'm sure my son at 18 months will froth that. So what I'm doing here, folks, is a list of things, if you like, that we can tick off in the night that Ellie will have to do to pass this test. So if you're a parent, if you're a uncle or aunt or a grandparent that's really invested in these kids, in your young kids' lives, what sort of tests should she have to pass? Personally, I think a blowout is one of them.
As in like a big poo?
As in a number three. As in it's breached the defences of the nappy.
Yeah, but that's out of my control. Either they decide to do that or they don't, you know?
Or I give my kid a bit of a vindaloo.
No, vindaloos. No vindaloos, thank you. Kate's in Nambour. Hi, Kate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Kate, you well?
Good, thank you.
I'm scared as to what you're going to suggest here.
Kate's got a little bit of that cruel
in
her voice.
She's got a bit of pep in her voice.
Which I like. I like that, Kate.
No, you don't have to be scared, but I feel like you have to have your first aid and CPR.
Oh, gosh. That's a good point. That's a great point, Kate.
She
I know.
Has neither.
Yeah.
You got to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees if you're giving CPR. I know that much. Staying alive.
Okay. First thing you do.
And the highlight when they're choking, smacking them off the face.
Oh, yeah, you just whack them in between shoulder blades, right?
Okay. All right. There's no whacking of the kids at this.
If they're choking,
yeah,
I'll be
I understand.
Whacking them.
They're, okay, good. Kate, are you a mum yourself?
I am a mum. I've got my little 6-year-old in the back.
Aww. So, hello, little 6-year-old. When little 6-year-old was, say, a toddler, what was the thing you looked forward to the least?
I don't know. I love everything about being a mum.
Really?
Aww. So there you go. Thursday night's going to be a piece of cake.
I think I'm adding tantrum.
Oh, gosh.
You've got to resolve a tantrum onto
the
list.
Yeah, I'll just chuck some Chucky Chips at them or something.
Oh, God.
The kids are all going to be dead. Yeah, if you've only got them for one night, you can just... You don't have to discipline them. You just keep
I'm going to be their best friend ever.
No, Kate, it's been
Kate,
a pleasure.
I love you. Thank you. Abby's in VOR. Hello, Abby.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Abby. You're relatively experienced when it comes to looking after little kids. How many have you got at the moment?
I've got 5 under 7.
Okay, cool. All right,
cool.
I'm going to need your help.
We're just going to sit back. We're building a list of stuff Chaney needs to do before she can really accurately, and I think with a great deal of, you know, truth, say that she knows what it's like to raise.
I'm 7 years into parenthood, and there's still stuff that surprises me, especially going from boys to girls, depending what you're looking after. They do very different things. But I think, Ellie, if you haven't had a child, take off their nappy and smear poo everywhere that you then have to clean up. You can't call yourself a parent or an auntie.
Smearing poo.
I don't know, Dex, if your son's gotten to that stage yet, but I have had all my kids go through it.
You know, he does it by, you know, he does explosions, and then you're just like, oh, my God, where do I start? Like, you know those moments, Abby, where it's better just to get in the shower? He does that.
Oh, yeah. At that point, you throw the whole outfit in the bin and hope for the best.
Burn the outfit. Plastic bag the outfit. Throw it away. The other thing is he does have a habit, well, not a habit, he's done it twice, of whilst on the change table, he's quite good on the change table, and all of a sudden you're changing and he thinks this is a great time to wee.
Oh, yeah. That's why you got to get the little cock tops. The little,
beg your pardon.
The little chock top things that you put on top of it. Chaining. Little umbrella, so it stops the pee. My friend who had a boy told me about those.
What is with people putting umbrellas on your kid's penis for crying out loud?
It's the last thing you think about grabbing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And how do you explain
I'll come prepared.
Abby, how do you explain that to your friends? Oh, yeah, they're just the umbrellas I've got for my baby's penis. It's not big. She is Abs. Love talking to you. Appreciate it. And from Abby to Michelle in Bock Arena. Shell, what needs to go on this list?
I think a little trip to the grocery shop.
When you get to the front counter and one of them's got an onion in their pocket and it looks like you've stolen.
Yeah, you need to be an octopus.
I don't know if I'm certified to go out in public with them yet. I definitely have to get one of the leashes.
Shell, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the audio of taking a toddler to the grocery store. Don't touch that. How did you get that? No, we can't have that. You know what? Okay, look, all right, if it makes you feel better, have this. But you just said you wanted that.
To be fair, my Cavoodle does that too when I take him out for a walk. So.
Shell, how many kids have you got?
I have 2 and 5 grandkids.
Well, just interested. Well, congratulations, first of all. You must be very proud and very happy. I'm just interested in your take when you hear a 31-year-old woman say it's the same amount of effort to raise a child as it is to inherit a Cavoodle.
That's hilarious.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9
CFM. Saturday night at Norton Music Factory. Bronwyn Street Blues is happening, right? Which is a collection of blues artists.
Yep.
At the Norton Music Factory. It's going to be an awesome night. And look, Jules and I have gotten together.
Yes.
And said, it's about time we ditched the boys. And
ditched the boys. When was the last time I asked you to accompany me anywhere apart from fishing? Okay.
Good point.
ditch the boys.
But we want to have a girls' night out.
Good
and
on ya.
So every day this week, either in our show or in theirs, we're going to be giving away VIP tickets.
So what happens? So you get through, obviously, Norton Music Factory is a fantastic venue. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love what they do there. Shows there are just special. What do you get as a VIP?
Free drinks. Thank you very much. Food.
Yep.
Nibbles. There's like brisket and pizzas and a whole bunch of awesome menu items.
I might identify as a female for this week,
right?
If that's okay.
I know. It's so good.
Yeah, good. What do you want to know? How do we get people in there?
Well, today's VIP ticket for you and a friend to come along, ladies, is going to go to the best story we get on this. What happened on the girls' night?
Can I tell you one?
Yeah. What have
Sorry.
You been? Sure.
You want to tell you one, and this would be a great way the men can when I was doing radio on the Gold Coast maybe 10, 15 years ago now, geez, I'm getting old. How do I put this? I agreed. I was friends with a whole bunch of girls who lived in Bundy, right? Great group of people, still are. And they arranged for me, because I was in much better nick back then, to be the adult entertainment for a friend of ours.
Great. As in stripper?
Hens night. Oh, I was in a toga and...
Did you take the toga off?
I kept my jocks on and served drinks throughout the night. And this kept getting looser and looser. It was at someone's property, right?
Yeah.
It was just everyone was drinking. It was having a great night. Everything was going well until the girl who owned the place. She had two dogs, right? And these two dogs had only just met each other. Big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
These two big dogs decided they didn't like each other.
Oh.
Nothing ends a party like two 80-odd kilo dogs. Absolutely.
Dog fight.
Over, like, out of control, whatever else. And then there's, of course, arguments and people are crying because they've got a skin full of booze. And yes. I'm running around in my jocks going, what do I do? What do I do? I had a bucket of water. I tipped it on the dogs. She got upset at that. Then she wanted to fight me. Then,
oh, my
God.
It's
got a little bit out of control, which is why I hung up the G-string, girls.
Shame.
Quietly.
And the world hasn't been the same since, I will say. You know?
It hasn't.
The entertainment industry misses you.
No, it does. I know it does.
Even in radio. So, you've told your girls' night out story, Bex. Now. I want to hear yours, Sunny Coast. 545-11-919. What happened? Could have been something going wrong. Could have been the best night of your life. Could have been a hen's. Could have been a birthday.
Maybe a dog fight followed by someone you just met trying to punch you who is a woman while you're in your jocks. Maybe that tops it all. And I just go along too.
You were listening just before the ads. You would have heard Bex tell the story about the girls' night he went to where he was the stripper. I just got to see a photo of it.
Hey, I was not. Okay.
Very sultry.
All right.
Very sultry indeed.
But others.
No, I don't want to see the others. Okay. The one of your head was enough. We are putting the call out for stories about what happened on the girls' night. Could be anything, good or bad.
Don't know what happened to that body. It's in there somewhere.
I don't need to see.
Yeah, good point. 545-11-919. Love to bring you along. Well, Ellie would, of course. Beck is in Caloundra. What happened on the girls' night?
Well, it was from CFM, actually, a very long time ago. I won a shout-out on the bar at Vino's Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Wow.
$91.9 worth of dollars on the bar, but I was only 16.
Oh, jeez. Okay, this was before our time, I'm sure.
Okay. All right,
I'm 42 now.
Sorry, guys, okay. I just want to point out that even though this happened 26 years ago, we're still legally liable for anything she's about to say.
Okay, so it was actually a different radio station. Keep going, Beck.
Yeah, but I got in and all sorts of havoc broke loose. I was making out with a dude named Hendrix and my friend's mum stole my Keno winnings and all sorts of things, and then she ended up going to the toilet in her bedroom. So we had a great night on CFM.
You know,
so
I tell you what,
best girls' night ever.
There's a school of thought in broader radio that, you know, the young kids don't listen to radio like they used to, and that's because we're not getting them tanked.
We're not
on radio station
making
dollar.
Making a hook up with dude's name Hendrix. Great
tell you
name.
What.
All well, your fault. Well,
Beck, you've done one thing very well. Is you've got me out of the heat for being a stripper 15 years ago. So.
Yeah, that's true. You have shifted the focus. Beck, that is a strong entry. Thank you. You are on the short list.
I kind of feel like, the older you get, I don't think you change. I don't think a leopard changes its spots. So I kind of feel like Beck's someone you want.
Yeah.
Going
are
to
you
Norton Music
be
Factory.
Displaying similar behaviour on Saturday night if you come along?
Yeah.
Can you bring Hendrix?
It's been a while, so yes, we will let loose.
Oh.
I got six kids.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Oh, Beck, all right.
Yeah.
Very strong entry.
All to Thank Hendrix? You. No? Okay, good. Just checking.
No Hendrix allowed.
No. He's a distant memory now. All right, well, we do have to keep the phone lines open, 545-11-919.
What happened on the girls' night, good, bad or otherwise, and it could get you a part of the VIP party hosted by Ellie and Jules with all the trimmings at Norton Music Factory this weekend. So if you need a night out, cast your mind back. Maybe you didn't take your kid off like I did, but let us know.
Call us now, CFM.